are here in beautiful Washington, D.C. today, where the sun has poked its head out of the gray clouds that we've been experiencing the past couple of days, here at the 2018 CUNA GAC. And we are here with PolicyWorks' very own Brian Goodwin. How are you, Brian?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Welcome to the studio lounge, sir.
Yeah.
Good
nice
to have
up.
You. Thank you. Well, to kind of kick things off, how's the conference going for you?
It's going really good so far. Yeah, I had a chance to meet quite a few people and have some good conversations, both with, you know, with credit unions and then with other vendors also. Mm-hmm. So it's been a really good experience.
Yeah, like that gentleman who walked by before giving his honest feedback
about the
conference. I would love that.
Yeah, exactly.
So the topic at hand today we want to talk about is regulatory compliance.
Yes,
kind of a broad one, but let's bring it down a little bit. Peel away some layers and talk about this. What do you want to focus on?
You know, there's a few different things that I think credit unions should be paying attention to right now. One of them, there's a new BSA rule that's effective in May. So making sure they have their procedures in place for that and
Important.
Getting it up to speed. Yeah, it's particularly around identifying business owners so that they can't hide the funds within the business.
But
who's behind this business, right? So some procedures need to be updated there. And then read a HMDA rule that was effective in January, and so all of that data is being gathered now to be reported next March, so they should be making sure that they've got their systems working correctly, they're capturing all that information. Better to get ahead of it now and not wait until the
Good
end
point.
Of the year and try to get
proactive
get
is there. The key word there.
Exactly, yes. Big fan of proactive compliance.
Indeed.
Yeah, and then, you know, of course, this ADA website, you know, I'm sure you've heard about that
a little bit.
It's just such a weird situation where there's not really a rule, but then credit unions are still being dinged with it, and how are people going to interpret it, and you can just feel the tension when it comes to that.
How is that affecting you guys, being kind of working in your neck of the woods?
Oh, yeah.
You hear a lot about it, obviously?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, and so in it, they're kind of going by state. So recently, Ohio's been one that we've been working with that's been hit quite a bit. So at PolicyWorks, we don't do the ADA compliance work ourselves, but we have a partner that we work with, so we can help those credit unions out.
Good for you guys.
Just to kind of see where they're at, evaluate it, and then provide some consultation to them as needed.
Awesome. Yeah, we just had Tom Kane from the Illinois Credit Union League in here, and he was
going
a mile a minute about that type of stuff. So
it's a really difficult situation for credit unions.
Such a bummer right now. It's like,
obviously they want to help their members, and credit unions will do anything to help their members out, but if they don't know what the rule is or how to apply,
or if it even is a rule, you know?
Exactly.
It's like, wait a minute,
there's
nothing there. What do you
Normally we wouldn't want to ask for more rules, but here's a situation where it might be helpful
to
put one out there.
Well, and that's what I hear, is that the Department of Justice is very, or whomever is in charge of this whole thing, is very reluctant to put a regulatory because of what the administration is saying. We want to back off the regulation.
Exactly.
So that's kind of the catch 22 here. So,
unfortunately.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. What else is going on in your neck of the woods?
A little bit of everything, you know. Having a good time here, obviously. As we were talking about off air, got a chance to listen to President Bush, which was really interesting. I was impressed with how funny he was.
He's a funny guy.
So that was really good. Even some self-depreciating humor, which was nice.
He's good at that.
good opportunity to talk with a lot of people. I also really enjoyed Jen Nussel's presentation. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we all know the great work that credit unions are doing, but to hear some of the numbers behind it, you know, for CUNA to be able to aggregate that, you know, how much money did we save members, how many members did we serve, the growth that credit unions are experiencing. And I've also been impressed with how many young people have been here at the conference. You know, more and more young people getting involved.
Such a good thing.
And I just think that's a great
We got to get younger.
Exactly.
Got to get younger. It's kind of like that, I guess, member succession plan.
Exactly.
And you have a CEO succession plan, and we need a member succession
plan.
And it looks like we're doing, like, the Crasher program. That's incredible.
That's
There's all sorts of young credit union type programs out there that are doing a really great job. So I've been noticing it too. It's like, hey, a younger
good
crowd.
To see.
So what takeaways, what do you want to take back to PolicyWorks? From what do you learn? What do you want to learn here and then take back to kind of implement?
You know, a lot of it for me, so I'm having one-off conversations with credit unions all the time, but it's good for me to get the vibe of what's going on. You know, what are credit unions' concerns as a whole? Are there areas of the country where geography comes into play? You know, different things are impacting different areas to make sure that we we can serve, making sure that we can serve our clients the best so that they can serve their members the best. Also, you know, just opportunity to form some partnerships, to, you know, connect with some credit unions that maybe we can provide some value to. It's been a really nice opportunity. And so I think those relationships and those connections and that overall vibe is probably what I'll take back to provide me with the
very
most value.
Very cool. Yeah, and there's still nothing better than the face-to-face meeting. No. We do the digital thing all year long, but we come here and like, hey, you really do exist. Well, nice to see you.
Yeah, it's great to meet somebody you've been emailing for years, and now you finally have the
That's what you look like.
Yeah. It's always an interesting experience, but it's nice to have that connection.
Very cool. Very cool. Are you going to be hiking the hill or anything? Are you doing any of that?
Yeah, I'm going to head out there this afternoon. Yeah.
Good for you.
So that'll be a good experience as well. Yeah. And make sure we go represent our
Indeed. Are you going to be able to talk to your representative? Or if so,
I hope so. I'm still planning that out a little bit. Okay. Yeah, but definitely the importance. So I'm in Iowa. Policy Works is based out of Iowa. We have quite a bit of taxation concern going on there with the bankers pushing. So of course we're even more aware of it than ever, and you know, making sure credit unions' voices are heard.
Okay. All right. Last question for you, and I'll get you off the hot seat. Your kind of outlook for 2018. We kind of talked about some of the things that are going on with your organization and the industry. How do you see 2018? Shaping up?
Well, in a way, we're kind of in a good spot because the pace of regulatory change has slowed, somewhat because we got through the recession timeframe and somewhat because the change in administration, I think. So at this point, it's making sure that credit unions are on top of everything that is currently out there. You know, areas like BSA, which is always a hot topic. Obviously, lending is going to be key. So just continuing to refine those processes, working with credit unions at this point to move their businesses forward. And so on compliance side, a lot of times we get looked at as the business slower, but you know, it doesn't have to be that way. I think we can really help to both Policy Works and then the internal compliance staff to position the credit union for growth and to better serve their members, and you know, to offer new products and do so compliantly. So it's a good time to be able to move things forward. Hopefully credit unions can save a little cost on system updates and things that they've been going through as well, and be able to utilize that for increasing their compliance services or increasing their value to members otherwise. So I think we're in a good spot right now, and you know, it's good to see, like I said, all the numbers of new members, and you know, I'm really happy to be working with credit unions.
Good momentum going on right now. Good momentum. We've got to keep it going.
Exactly. Cool.
All right, Brian, well, thank you very much. Appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to to chat with us here for a few minutes. Appreciate it. You guys are doing some good work as well. So
thank
keep it up.
Thank you very much.
Roll down, sir.